If you just did, it would be funny if you did 9 challenges in a row, you did ducks. Because at first we're like, oh boy, that's bad. And then after a while, like, did he hit his, like, is he okay? Like, what happened?
I feel like it starts to get good if you just keep doing it.
It does. It does. It's this weird snowball effect, man, where at some point you break through and it's funny and then it's not, and then it's sad and then it's funny again. Yeah. And then, unless you're the duck, obviously, you're like, all right, what am I, a famous duck? You know? I'm trying to think of someone's name that rhymes with duck, and I would be like, you know, that would make it that, but I can't think of anything.
Howard the Duck.
No, Dad and Donald Duck and Scrooge McDuck, those are all the obvious ones. I wasn't going to go that way.
Oh, okay. You're looking for a creative
certainly
duck.
Somebody's got, like, an actor's got a name that rhymes with duck, don't they?
Chuck?
Yeah, but, like, Chuck Heston or Chuck Yeager. I'm not making fun of Chuck Yeager. That guy's a hero.
Okay. All right.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, sorry.
All right. Broke the sound barrier, by the way. Don't know if you know that.
No. Now I do.
Well, the first guy. Look, many people have done it since then. Okay. What are we doing here? Hello and welcome to episode 450 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is...
Adam, I'm still here, hoping that we're just going to power through this real fast. So get ready, put your seatbelts on, everybody.
Right, that's what everyone's hoping for. Just get it over with.
11-minute podcast, that's what we're trying to do.
There's no 11-minute podcast.
Okay, we're going to start one. It's called...
Is there 11-minute... Oh, that would be good. The 11-minute podcast.
Hosers. Yeah, the Two Hosers 11-minute podcast. We're really...
10-minute abs? Are you insane?
8-minute abs.
What?
Yeah.
I wonder if we can get him on our show.
The guy from the movie?
Yeah.
Oh,
Ben Stiller.
No. The guy from, is the comedian guy.
Yeah.
The white guy.
Well, it doesn't really narrow it down.
I'm trying to think, what's the name of that movie?
Something about Mary.
No. Is that what it's
8
from?
8-minute abs? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about Mary.
Yeah.
But he's also in Dumb and Dumber.
Pick up a hijacker or something, don't they?
Hijacker?
I thought that was the 8-minute abs guy.
Yeah. A hitchhiker.
Yeah.
You know, the hitchhiker and a hijacker are two separate things.
Did I say hijacker?
Yeah.
I meant hitchhiker, yeah.
I mean, theoretically, a hitchhiker could then be a hijacker.
Yeah, eventually. No. I think in theory. My brain was slow to process those two words. They're different
Harlan
words.
Harlan Williams is his name.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, but he's Canadian.
Isn't it from like the movie where they're smoking dope the whole time?
Every movie now.
No, but that's the movie. It's a sort of a
Cheech and Chong?
No. It's called...
Dude, Where's My Car?
No. Do they smoke a lot of dope in that movie?
I have no idea. They can't find their car, I'm assuming. It's right in the title.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Again, brain not fully functional.
I've actually seen that movie too.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah.
I've only seen bits of it.
Not terrible, actually. Not as bad as you'd think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Great.
There you go. Maybe we'll get Kutcher on the show. I don't know. Is he doing anything now?
No. He's ready for the 11-minute podcast.
If we can get Harlan Williams and Kutcher on the show.
Guess what? We're halfway to 11 minutes right now.
No, let me just check. Nope.
Okay.
We didn't knock out that. Once I cut out the 3 minutes of racist intro that you did. I couldn't believe, it was uncalled for.
Wow, why are you turning on me? This is not true.
I don't know why. Every time you add the in front of a race, man, it just makes it worse.
I don't have a racist bone in my body.
Yeah, but it was the part. That killed me. Like, I'm okay with whatever if you say it, but then it just makes it worse.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, all right.
This is now a 20-minute podcast.
Amazon, if you want to get, I don't know, stuff. If you need stuff, how are you for stuff?
I'm pretty good. I got a lot of it. I got a lot of stuff. I could do with less stuff.
Oh, I bought something on Amazon. What did I buy on Amazon? I bought a couple things on Amazon. I bought something that was good and interesting, and then something that was just for fun.
Oh, I bought something.
What'd you
buy? And then I returned it. First thing I've had to return on Amazon, it didn't
work. This is the worst 11. Oh, return. I've never returned something.
Yeah, first
time. I have had stuff that didn't even show up, and I didn't even bother. I was like, all right, it's $20.
First time. And that's all. This was maybe $30, but okay. I didn't know even how to return it, and then my wife showed me, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we'll just return it. I bought like a AV adapter to go from the phone, like all the Lightning connector phones. They all basically can output video to like 1080p, or I think you can get ones that are even 4K. I don't need that, but I just wanted a simple output to go from my phone so I could display video or mirror my phone on whatever kind of TV I wanted. And so you basically to an HDMI. So I buy the little adapter that basically outputs from whatever a Lightning connection to an HDMI. And, you know, there's some on Amazon, and I picked one that looked like it had good reviews. The little bit of the tell should have been in the fact that when you clicked on the reviews were not for that product, which was weird. I'd never seen that before. So anyways,
Skipper's Fish Restaurant in Seattle?
Something like that. So then,
all you can eat, man. You can really go nuts there. It's awesome. Get this adapter.
So I bought the adapter, and then it didn't work. I tried it on my wife's phone. I tried it on my phone, and then my wife had a similar adapter, but only one for her computer that did the same thing, but it was an Apple branded one. And then we tried hers, and of course it worked perfectly. We never used it with the HDMI connection. So I said, okay, it's clearly got nothing to do with our HDMI cables or the TV. It will not work. And then I watched YouTube videos to think, oh, maybe there's a setting or something I have to change. Nope. It just knows when you plug in a cable that actually works. So it did not work. And therefore I just returned it. And the end of that story.
Okay.
But it was very easy to do. There was just kind of a thing where you just click return and it says why, like product doesn't work, whatever.
You suck.
And then you get your choices. And then it just says, you know, you just print this label and on the printer and then just tape it to the envelope and send it back, and that's all. They refund you within whatever a couple days. I don't know what it is,
but
it's very easy to do. So you don't have to worry. The message is, if you buy something on Amazon and don't like it, very easy to return.
Do it.
So buy everything there.
I bought almost the same thing, actually.
Okay. Did yours
work? Afro wig. No, I really did. I really bought an afro wig.
Right. Okay.
I'm not joking.
Is this for an upcoming picture?
Yeah, it's for a cover.
All right. So,
Do you care to guess the theme? You get one guess. I'll tell you yes or no.
And it's an afro.
An afro.
Like how big of an afro?
Not. Have you seen Fletch?
Okay.
Not that big.
Okay, and is this just one wig?
Yeah.
That's tough. I was going to say something like, you know, like a singer type image, but then I was trying to think it's not a group. It would be an individual for your magazine. Is this going to be, can you tell me if it will be just an individual photo or will we be taking multiple images and making a group type setting?
It'll be one image. No, that's not true. It will be two images, but it should be one image. Ideally, it'd be one image. But I know the guys, and it's not. It'll be two.
So there'll be two different people wearing the wig?
Yeah.
Ooh, a duet.
No. I didn't say two different people wearing the wig. I don't want to be misleading. Ask. There'll be two people in the photo.
But only one wearing the wig?
Yes.
Okay, just give me some time to really, really think about that.
Oh, that's good podcasting.
I'll get back to you. Having
time. No. You gotta throw it out right now, and I'll tell you off air. If you're wrong, I'll tell you off air what it is. If you're right, I'll tell you.
I got no idea.
Okay, then you're wrong, and I'll tell you off air.
Okay. All right.
All right. So I did buy that, and it came within a day, and it worked. I was able to play HD video off my phone with it. So. $8 too. Great.
Awesome. And yeah. And you look good wearing it at the same time.
Yeah. Could be some cultural appropriation unless your name's Juan Epstein and then you're fine. Okay. If you're a sweat hog, you look good. You look good.
Right.
And that's not what it is. I'm not doing Welcome Back, Cotter, although now I might. Now that I say it out loud, it's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on in Vancouver, man?
Still the same as 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so over here, just summer fun. Summer fun's happening.
Okay, yay!
I gotta come clean with you, man.
Okay.
I'm officially addicted to swimming.
Okay.
Every day.
Is that a problem?
I don't know. Is it? You tell me. If you're addicted to anything, that might be a problem.
Cupcakes?
More of a problem.
Yeah.
More of a problem. I admit there's some days that I don't necessarily want to go swimming, but I definitely want to have swum.
Hmm.
So now I need to go every single day.
Good.
So there you go. Is it the Zen part where you're underwater for 40 minutes and don't have to talk to anybody? The answer Maybe. Is yes. The answer yeah. is yes.
Okay.
Is it the cardiovascular benefits? The answer is also yes.
Okay.
Is it the super buffed hand? Oh yeah. That's also good.
Okay.
I'll send you some photos of my tan lines.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah. No. You know what? Just ask your wife. She has a bunch. Reminder, monthly photo challenge for August is hot. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge or hashtag that hey hosers on Instagram or even better, make sure you tag us at two hosers and we'll make sure to see it. Okay. Spoiler alert, hot. I mean, mine's obviously going to be those tan line photos that your wife has.
Right. Yeah.
That's going to be my submission.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good. All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No. I did not.
We talked last week and you didn't break the cycle in the last 4 minutes, eh?
No. And I didn't mention it, but I did finish the video for baseball. Yes. So that occupied a fair amount of my time. So I uploaded you the final version, which, you know, at some point you'll get a chance to watch.
But. Yeah. I'll have a look at this. So what, just to follow up on that, how many games did you shoot?
Oh, a lot. I'm going to say
So first of all, well, this isn't fair because a lot of it was you just put the camera on and walked away, right?
Yeah. And then the last 10, I did try to actually man the camera.
Right.
So there's,
man is a bit ambitious.
Yeah. Like I did rotate the camera.
Grown boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Big kid. But yeah, I tried. It's very difficult. Like, but that's what I found because it's so bright at the time of day we're playing baseball. I can't really see the LCD. So for the most part, I'm shooting wide and then just trying to more or less aim the camera in the direction of where the ball goes. And hopefully it's on a tripod. So I'm trying to make it smooth. But you understand that it's very hard to even keep it level. Even when you level it in one spot, when you rotate a camera 180 degrees, the field does no longer appear level, because the entire field is not perfectly level. And so where you're standing, when you level it in one spot, will not make it level when you turn the camera all the way around. So that part of it's very difficult. And if you handhold it, it's going to be a complete mess of shakiness. So the better option is to do your best and try to, you know, find a spot that's relatively flat, pan in the general direction and hope for the best. So I did get a lot of good footage over the course of all those games. We've played 21 games since the end of June, if you can believe that.
Wow, that's like a game a day.
Almost a game a day, yeah. Yikes. So we will be 30 games when it's all done, which again, when you're hearing this, it's done. So much baseball, but those videos and then, you know, basically taking 20-ish games and boiling it down to 7 minutes of video highlights and then and then adding in 4 minutes of slideshow to make the whole thing very tight and enjoyable is a task that it took many hours, and I'm very, very happy with the outcome, and I think everyone will enjoy it. We're going to watch it this weekend as a team. Should be a good time. We're going to set up the projector, all that fun stuff. So it is nice having, we booked the batting cage near our diamond. And after our final regular season game, we're going to all go to the batting cage to watch the premiere of the movie.
And so people know it's coming. So that's a lot of pressure.
oh, everyone know, I sent out an email saying the movie's done. We're going to watch it after the game. You know, please come, parents, kids. So we're gonna do it like a full theatrical release.
And in the middle, you should just cut to a clip of you doing that little dance from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
I guarantee no one will see that coming.
No, they sure
and
won't.
And it will leave a lasting impression. In all 10 right. years from now, people at dinner parties will tell that story.
They'll still be talking about it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'll be in jail, but
yeah,
it's worth it. I think it's worth it.
I might consider doing that if not for the fact that I am finished. It doesn't matter. Last night at our game, one of our kids hit a grand slam. I had no interest in filming it. I had no interest in keeping
opening
it.
Opening that back up.
It was just like, yeah, all right, great. You hit a grand slam. Whoop-de-doo. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll go in the outtakes. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have hit this mid-June, Chief. Yeah,
exactly. Or mid-July. I mean. Sorry about that. Yeah. But yeah, video and all that stuff. If anyone plans on undertaking it, be prepared to spend many hours going over it and cutting it down and editing and all that stuff that we talked about a few weeks back. It's that and more than you would expect. So at some point, you just have to say, all done. This is good. I cannot go over it one more time.
They always say about filmmakers, like actual, like even real living, breathing filmmakers, like, they never finish a movie. They just abandon it.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Which is true.
I get it. Yeah.
You can keep polishing and polishing and polishing. And then at some point you're like, all right, you know, what are we doing here?
You even might think to yourself, oh, I liked three versions ago better.
That happens, man. Yeah. That happens. And that's why I edit in stages. And so like for what I'll do is I'll go do the first pass. And then I'm going to go down and cut that down. I'll have something that's 30 minutes long and I want to get down to 10 minutes. I'll do the 30 minutes and then I'll make a copy of that and then cut the copy down and then make a copy of that and cut it down. And so I can always go back if I need to, but ultimately I never need to.
Right.
Edit and forget it. Move on
to
life.
Yeah.
All right. I shot some softball stuff.
Don't care.
So our girls had a game doubleheader the other day, and
you're still going to talk about it?
Yeah, I don't care if you care. Okay. This show isn't for you. I don't know if you've never heard a single show. You've not heard one episode. I've not heard one either. But
no, I heard one.
When?
I don't know. Back at the beginning, I wanted to hear the sound of my own voice.
Yeah, that gets old quickly. Yeah. Turns out. My mic got crazy there. All right. So I went out. Our girls' team had a softball doubleheader. I could only make one game, unfortunately. So I enjoy being out there taking photos. But I tried to snap a few photos of just, you know, try to capture the action, but also some smiling faces and kind of tell a story. And here you go. So here's the first one, Softball One, it's called. That's she's putting a good hack on that ball, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look how you should actually show your son. Look how upright she is.
Mm-hmm. No, it looks good.
Yeah, she's crushing that. Next up is our import softball two. That's she's Venezuelan, and boy, can she hit! And there's another one. She's just about to crush that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All the critique I'm gonna get out of Adam is mm-hmm. Those
no,
exist.
They're good. I don't. They look good.
All right. Then again, back to the smiling faces. Just want to kind of catch a sort of off moment in the middle of the game, and that's
those are my favorite ones. And it's same thing when I put together the slideshow for the video at the end. I actually like those shots. Like they really go nicely with the action shots. The action shots are great. And again, if I'm sending a picture to a parent or something that someone might put up, they're probably putting up the action shot of the swing, but the shot in the dugout. To me is a much more interesting photo. Yeah, it's just better photos. Yeah. So I enjoy those ones. And the action shots, yeah, they're fine. They're good.
They are fine.
But it's very odd for me to really think, hey, unless that's a photo of my kid, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of just another action shot. But the photo of the girl in the dugout, like that's just a very nice photo. I just like that more.
Yes, she's also very photogenic too, which doesn't hurt.
And it's a natural, and the way the dugout frames are, like, it's just more interesting, in my opinion, yeah.
Yep, yep. And she's actually a very sort of outgoing sort of person. So it's very hard to take a bad photo of her, actually. But even though I'm awesome, is what I'm saying. But no, I'm actually one of my things I'm very proud of is sounds so stupid to say, but how well the girls wear their uniforms. And this is like the first year for that. They, up until now, they've kind of all been all over the map, and some wear shorts and some wear pants, and they had different uniforms, but they're all wearing the exact same uniform. And let me point something out, because I don't know if your son does this or not. Does your son do up the top button on his jersey?
I'm pretty sure he does.
Mm-hmm. See, the cool kids don't do it. We don't do it. You always say leave the top button undone, and she's doing that. So I'm going to implore Jack to do that. Maybe he leaves it undone next game. He hits one out.
Maybe.
So, and then the last one, this is, I wanted to kind of capture the first baseman, the third baseman, and the pitcher all in one shot with the action going on. And there's a lot to see here. Kind of ties everything together is what I'm getting at.
Sure.
So there you go. That's all with the 5D Mark III and the 70 to 200. And yeah. And then I ended up shooting a couple days later. I said, you know, hey, we can finally get your headshots done. A couple years ago, I shot the headshots for the guys' team. We went and shot out in center field. And I said, you know, the girls need them too. And so we did those. And so there's one example up there, the big smiling face.
This is your photo challenge, though, isn't it?
No. Baseball card, the one with the baseball bat. It's called baseball card. And that's with
It's very similar to the photo challenge.
Very similar. We'll get to that in the photo challenge part.
Okay, so we're just going to talk about redundancies on this 11-minute episode.
That's all we're going to do. We're just going to drag it out to 14
minutes. All right,
let's
make sure that we're
here's the point. Here's the point is that with the softball headshots, I included one of them just to show you. But here's the thing is I made them Instagram ready.
Okay.
Meaning, so you don't Instagram at all anymore, do you?
No, gosh, no.
So Instagram is designed to be to favor the square. Yeah. They claim they like the square, but here's the thing: they don't. So everything comes in as a default square. But if you, and this is for the listener out there, if you frame it as a 4x5 in the horizontal, like a portrait mode, 4x5 or an 8x10 is what that really is, kind of, but 4x5. You know, reduced down.
Mm-hmm.
It'll publish the entire thing, and it will dominate the screen. So you get the most value for your buck if you post a 4x5 vertical image versus a square image.
Gotcha.
Okay, so that's what I did. I posted that uses the most real estate on your screen. I gave those to all the girls, and then a couple of the girls just posted them really quickly and didn't. They posted it as squares, and it kind of, you know, I was like, I went out of my way to make sure you guys could dominate Instagram.
Right.
But mostly by accident. Some of them added some filters, but I don't really concern myself with that anymore. I just kind of get on. And that once I give it them the picture, it's their picture. Do what you want. No one cares, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Least of all you, evidently.
Yeah. Yeah. I just can't wait to talk about the photo challenge.
Okay, photo challenge. No ducks.
No. Are we talking about yours or mine?
Neither.
Okay, no ducks at all.
Is there a duck in mine?
Maybe.
No. All right, photo challenge is outdoor flash. Now, this is not something that that gets used a lot in the summer for me. I just don't do it. You?
No. That was why I was looking back and thinking the only photos I shot with outside flash were the action shots that I did with High Speed Sync where the kids were robbing home runs.
Right.
I showed a version of Jack and I thought, can I just post another kid? Because that's what I was going to do. And I thought, no, you're going to call me on that. So I physically went outside and shoehorned in flash.
But before we get to that, why don't you shoot flash outside in the summer?
I don't know. You don't need to if you shoot at the right time of day.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah,
that's exactly why. Because if you pick your spots, and that's what I do, is I generally try not to shoot at the crack of noon and try to pick my spots well, which is generally in later in the evening, and you're going to get amazing natural light that you're not going to beat with the flash.
Right.
Now, sometimes you're forced, and in this case, like I was shooting the girls' headshots at 6 o'clock in the evening, and so the light was okay, but you know, it was 39 degrees. I want to position them in the shade. I want to use a sunny background. So now what are you going to do? Now you have to use outside flash.
Right.
Or just flash outside, really. You don't call it outside flash.
Yeah, we just did. Yeah.
Sometimes it's also very nice to augment the existing flash, but I honestly don't do that very often. So, okay, so let's have a look at yours first.
Yeah, mine's a screensaver for basketball.
Yeah, this is the Hoop Dreams. I saw the poster for this.
Yeah, sure. I to do this photo, so I kind of looked for a scenario where I thought, okay, I don't have any kids. This is first thing in the morning. I'm going to do something that requires outside flash. So I thought, what's going to require outside flash? And I thought, okay, if I want to keep the sky blue and then I want to shoot a subject in front and keep the sky nice and blue. So I thought, okay, what am I going to shoot? And we recently got one of these, you know, basketball hoops that has like the big stand on the wheels that you can push around. So we have one of these and I thought, okay, well, that's my subject. And now I want to keep the background blue. And if I shoot this and properly expose for the net, the background's just going to turn to white. So I thought, okay, so now I'm going to use flash like I would on a portrait and I'm going to light the subject, which is going to be the hoop and the net, and then keep the background the way I want. So I use two flashes, and then I really, because that background is like some kind of, I don't know what you call it. It's not plexiglass, but some kind of version of plexiglass. So I want to make sure that the flash doesn't hit the glass, because like your picture of the glasses in the last episode, the reflection's going to show up, and I didn't want any of that. So I kind of use the flashes, aim them just down below the net. And then this is where the tricky part came in. I had to get my wife to shoot the ball because I wanted to get it as it came through the net. But I didn't want her to overshoot and then knock my flashes, which were dangling precariously, one on top of a car, one on top of a recycling bin. Right. So I was like, please make the shot or at least shoot it soft enough that we're not going to knock anything over.
Plus it's tough because she's a girl.
Well, there's that. Yeah. No, I didn't say that. No, she's just not a super strong basketball player. So right. there's a lot of women that are very good at basketball. Okay. So it's not that.
Yes, there's that whole league of them.
That's right. So,
anyways, what I was doing there, I was making what's called a joke.
Yes, I get you. I understand what you're doing. So I'm shooting with the wide angle lens, the whatever it is, 17 to 40. I think probably closer to 40 millimeters because I'm standing right beneath the net and I'm just trying to frame it in a way that I think is interesting. So rather than just going right underneath it, I'm a bit at an angle and using the shapes here to make it more interesting. And then my wife shot a couple of shots and I tried to just get it at a point where I thought it was interesting. When the ball's coming through the net, it's very unappealing. Like when it's actually dropping through, for whatever reason, didn't find that good, but I liked it when it was just about to come through that light. And here you go. So as much as I thought this was going to be a horrible throwaway duck photo, I actually kind of like it.
Plus, in the movie White Men Can't Jump, don't they play against the duck?
That's right.
They do.
They totally do. The king and the duck.
Farouk and the duck.
I don't think it's Farouk.
Farouk, Fareed.
Yeah, the king and the duck for sure. That's so awesome. Yeah. Ties it all together. That's what
you
I was thinking.
Tie it right in, man. It's like you're a genius. It's like you should have your own podcast.
But I did feel like somehow this photo did feel a little bit of White Man Can't Jump-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
So, yeah, I don't know, but there you go.
All right, nicely done. I'll tell you what I do. One of the things I do like that you didn't mention is the kind of the how sharp the net is by having that lit. Like it's got that little edge to it.
Mm.
Looks really, really cool.
There you go.
All right. Okay, let's have a look at mine. Mine is tied in with the headshots, but mine is not one of the actual headshots itself. Mine is the pre-lighting setup shot. Just getting the lights dialed in and seeing what's going on and popped this off and ended up with this. I know it's no basketball going through a hoop.
No, it's not. It's good. I don't know. It's again, it's maybe the out of focus. It looks very much like a Photoshop of someone on a green screen. That's the feel I get from this photo. I know it's not, but that's what it looks like. It looks like just again, a pull down screen there. They like they do at, the photo day for baseballs, they just kind of like, all right, let's put a generic baseball background in there. And I know it's not that, but that's what it feels like. That's kind of what the hockey does.
If we're doing a generic baseball, do you think we're picking this?
No, you're probably getting, but they
something
do
good.
Like
we'd get something good.
The hockey ones that they do, they pull down this a screen of like where it's the boards and the glass, and it looks just so not real. This does look real because I know
why
it is real.
Why are you looking at the background?
Because it's pretty prevalent in the picture.
Okay, I think maybe our listeners aren't agreeing.
No, and the lighting, as much as it's fine, it's very flat. Like it's clamshell, right? Like you've clamshelled.
It is clamshell lighting. All I'm trying to do is just get a nice solid lighting. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel and have sort of they're not trying to look lit, which I don't think they do. I think they're just nicely balanced. All the girls, which I'm not posting all of them, but this one in particular, I like the pose. She looks like
pose Wonder is good. Woman. Pose is good. I think you can do better. That's my opinion.
Oh wow!
I think there's better. Like it just. I don't think this is up to par for you. I think an 8-year-old could do this.
I'll ask my daughter
with the right gear. Your daughter has the right gear. I think she could do this.
Okay, I beg to differ. I happen to like this photo. I like the look on her face. I like the subject. I don't care about the background.
Okay.
I was just super thrilled because I was like, this is I took one just before this where I was just doing like a lighting test. Didn't even bother to focus the camera, and it's like this amazing smile, and I was like, I wish I'd focused that one, and then snapped this one, and it was like this sort of Wonder Woman-y pose, and I was like, okay, forget the bat one that we're gonna do. But this is the one we're keeping.
Yeah.
So you're right. It is clamshell lighting.
I do like the pose. The light to me, it's just I don't know. It's just too flat. That's me. That's my feeling here, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
It's okay. You can be wrong.
I'm not trying to be critical either.
I lit it flat. Like it is lit flat on purpose. Both flashes. So here's how I lit this. It is clamshell lighting on either side. You can tell by the reflection in her eyes. And so it's basically this is my 70 to 200 racked out to 200 because we have the disadvantage of having a very ugly baseball field. It's just like every direction you point the camera, it's just photogenically, it's just a problem. And so I want to tie this in with baseball, but I don't want it to be dominating and hence the pull down peony background. So I position them in center field. There's the shade of a big tree. And I position them there, which means to balance for the background. I get that at ISO 100, 1/200th of a second, which is the sync speed of the 5D Mark III. And I managed to get an f/5.6 on the background, which was even then was kind of tricky because I thought f/8 would have worked better, but that meant I would have had to shoot full power on the flashes, which are in each shooting into an umbrella just out of frame. And full power was not really going to work on this day. And so I wanted to get half power. So I made the choice that I would go to 5.6, which gives me half power on the flashes. The background gets a little bit hot, which I can then bring down because I shoot raw. So I can drag the highlights down a little bit and the slider on the, what do you call it? What's the luminance slider? Mm-hmm. I can drag the greens down, the luminance, the greens down of the grass, and that kind of evens out the background and still lets me shoot now at half power in each. And on each flash, one has a 1/4 CTO, the other has a 1/4 straw because I don't have 2 1/4 CTOs, and 1/4 straw balance is pretty much close enough.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are these all shot on the same day?
Which ones?
Like all those action photos.
The action photos are on a different day than the headshots.
Oh, okay. You should have just done the action or the head shots on the same day because that would have just been better.
They were busy playing.
Yeah, after the game.
Yeah, I wasn't there after the game.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the light on those photos and thinking that would have been far better.
Yeah,
far
more
natural. Yeah, a little cloudier. Far better. Far more natural. And when I look at those photos, because I'm looking next to those photos and then I'm looking at the flat kind of photos, I just, yeah, you should have just overexposed the background and just shot it natural light then in the shade. Yeah, you should have. Insane. You said you don't care about the background. The background's ugly. You could have blown out the background, still known it was a baseball photo. It's dark enough in the background and got good light on them. This kind of artificial light for this, it looks artificial. I know you think that clamshell, it doesn't look great. You're an epic fail here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You know what I should have done is I should have gone out every day until the light was right.
Yeah.
And then my wife can just ask me, hey, why are you hanging around with girls in their 20s?
Then you could have told her the answer.
Yeah. Because I'm a big bag of awesome.
That's right.
Is that the answer?
Right.
So don't I would do this. Disagree with you on this.
Just don't do this, people. This is a colossal mistake.
Yeah. This is terrible. I disagree. I like them. I'm probably going to put this one on my wall. I'll ask my wife. I'll check with my wife and see if I can put this on my wall. It's a coin flip.
Okay.
She might. She knows this girl, so it's probably fine.
Yeah. She looks a lot like your wife.
Yeah. All right. Reminder: monthly challenge for August is don't do what Adam says. That's the monthly challenge.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. It is hot. That's the monthly challenge. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge or hashtag hey hosers. On the Instagram, make sure you tag us at two hosers and we'll be sure to check that out. Challenge for next week, Adam.
You got one, I'm sure.
Flat lighting.
No, it's not.
It's blue hour. Shoot a blue hour.
Okay.
That's for next week. That's it. Oh, no, websites. Hey, people want to go and find out all your stuff. Where's sure that? They
do. Yeah, that's at adamschwartz.ca.
You can find mine at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.